Yes, you have been a wonderful.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
How have you
been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
And
how is your life?
You can
greet of your brethren
and
wish them the best, which come from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Tell them God cares. By His Holy Spirit, tell
them
through His angel.
Revelations 1:4.
Those which come from the one who was, the one who is, and the one going to come, which come from the seven spirits of God. Tell them is what I wish you,
for
they are always perfect
and
are purified seven times according to Psalms 12:6. The word of God we are going to hearken to,
it
is purified seven times in the name of the Lord Jesus, and put upon it the mighty ones. Psalms 103 from verse
19.
Angels, the mighty ones, who fulfill the word of God,
as
they listen to the voice of the word of God. Tell them, hold well the word of God, and see armies of angels, and they serve you.
From
Revelations 22, verse 7 and 8, Gabriel tells Apostle John
that we
work as with those who hold on the word of God. Tell them, prove you hold the word of God, and you see armies of angels, and they're led by the Holy Spirit. Come do a work in your life,
and
that's where God will send you, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, the Lord, this good time is given us, even in His presence.
Moved
on to call and gather us, that He teaches us, then He will send us.
Speaks
Jeremiah 23, who sat in the counsels of God's word, and they analyzed them, and marked them well. The 22 is
saying,
if they sat in the counsel of God's word, they would have drawn people to understand my word. And it reaches to say, in the latter days, I did not send those prophets, those apostles who are false, the false pastors.
But
they did sit in the counsel of God's word. But we thank Him, He has called us,
called
us in the counsel. Then He sends us
after
we've analyzed His word
and
marked them well,
and
done a work in us, even to work for us. The word of God, it does a work in us and it works for us. I don't know, you've looked at that. It
first
does a work in you,
and
then after it works for you.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. It purifies you, and your prayer is cleansed, and it serves you.
So
Jesus does a work in you,
after
doing a work in you, and it works for you. Most of you want it to work for you before it does a work in you. But there you've gotten a problem with it. First do a work in you, and then after it works for you. How do you see that?
So
it doesn't want also to get ashamed. Then it will work for someone who will ashamed
him,
and they do things not of God. It to what it does, it does a work in you. After doing a work in you, and then it works for you,
you
see it's good things. But we are ready. Come the call of the nation Uganda on behalf of other nations.
God is worldwide promised call upon Uganda.
God is final work on planet
Earth.
Omulimu gwa Mukama gusembayo ku nsi.
Facing in Uganda, the power of Africa.
Okusinziira mu Uganda, ekkula lya Africa.
The greatest and last revival.
Revival just since the rest just saved you.
Grant us.
Kunsi.
Ever promised by God.
Yes, we visit one Mukama.
Entitled.
Erange liwansi
w'omutwe. The call.
Okuyitibwa.
Covenant.
Ondaga.
And the glory of God.
Ekitiibwa kya Mukama.
Upon Uganda.
Okuli ku Uganda. Mu Edi.
Like upon Israel BC.
Nga bwe kwali ku Israel mu BC.
Yes, you have
been. Praise Jesus much.
Which again a mass.
Still moving on.
Ibigambe ibisatu kurabikanga tubinyonyo.
Three words to see get explained of them.
Okuyitibwa.
The call. the covenant and the glory of God for the nation of Uganda in the era of AD, as it was on Israel in the BC. But we still look to the call.
Yes,
we praise Jesus much.
And
we already saw it in the scriptures.
And
we entered the history. And
we've
shown that call in the history. As we still move on seeing the prophecy.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
Where we got the prophecy from outside Uganda, and we singled out that from the Assyrians. Another, we got it which comes from within Uganda through the Apostle John Mulinde. But we still look to the vision from the Assyrians
for
the nation of Uganda. We are on our four reasons, those we single out of that vision.
And
we are on the second issue, and we still see why that man meant to head God's work, the
last
on the planet Earth, the Uganda Pearl of Africa, meant to be like Prophet Elijah, Prophet Moses, and as King David. And we've still seen why
it's
meant to be like Prophet Elijah and as Prophet Moses.
We
so much on that till we reach see the general reason, and it's still what we are covering now, the general reason why the man meant to head God's final work, maybe like Prophet Elijah and as Prophet Moses. In the general reasons, we have seven reasons. Just winded up the fifth reason.
We
saw the double anointing. Through the power of the Holy Spirit and the fullness, through the two witnesses. These are the two great anointed cherubims as they worked in the Prophet Elijah and the Prophet Moses. And they joined that power and anointing through the Prophet Elijah. These ones were explained yesterday. We
have
shown how that anointing was wound up in Elisha of the double portion, the double anointing.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The Holy Spirit in the fullness, the seven spirits, those appearing in the lampstand, and he doubled himself.
We
would have said 14 spirits, but it's impossible. They remained in seven spirits. But when doubled in the power, in the wisdom, in the understanding, in the counsel, in the power of God, in the knowledge of God, the fear of God, and the Spirit of the Lord. Today we head on to our reason, the sixth. The sixth reason. In our general reason, why the man meant to head God's final work on the planet Earth, meant to be like Prophet Elijah and as Prophet Moses. We are on the sixth reason, and this reason says this: the double anointing and fullness of Holy Spirit, and the seven spirits of God, and they are doubled in the sign of the two lampstands,
is
to flow in God's final work on planet Earth, basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. That's our reason we are heading to the sixth reason, that the double anointing and the Holy Spirit in His fullness, seven spirits of God, when they are doubled in the sign of two lampstands, is to flow in God's final work on planet Earth, basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We ended in our fifth point, in the fifth point.
Gatwara kwa double portion ya mafuta kwa weyo moyomo tukufu.
We shown the double portion of the Holy Spirit.
Yareme wukubanga ye yongera yomu Israeli.
We failed to be moving on ahead in Israel.
Era yakoma kuna Elisha.
And it ended on prophet Elisha.
Wanga nabi Gahazi yalino kusikiri.
For Gahazi was meant to inherit that.
Yareme lirwa okoro vituke.
He failed to work righteousness.
Yareme wuku neme yiruoku.
And for failing that.
Mafuta agu aga kubisidwa mnegata inza kwe yongera.
And the double anointing was not able to move on.
Wa omoyomo tukufu ujofu.
The Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits of God, and they have been doubled.
And
not move on ahead in Israel.
Prepare
for a nation which will do God's final work on the planet Earth.
In
that nation we've been looking at it, it has been promised to all other nations.
Uganda,
Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
That
is the sixth point we are on, that the double anointing and the Holy Spirit in the fullness, the seven spirits of God, when they are doubled in the sense of the two lampstands to glow in God's final work on planet Earth, facing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. Indeed, you are a chosen of God. You are called of God.
On behalf
of other nations in Uganda.
And you are
the friend of Uganda.
Now I got a Katondo to receive.
You will love God all over the world.
Nayet double portion, Yamafuta.
But the double portion of the anointing, and the Holy Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits of God, and they are doubled.
Is
to flow in God's final work on the planet Earth, facing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
man.
This is the prophecy.
We
want to first hear from the prophecy that which says
a man
made to hear God's final work on the planet Earth.
Let
be like prophet Elijah and as prophet Moses. But we moved on to join yesterday. And when we joined prophet Moses, and the spirit in the full was on him, even prophet Moses,
and
the Holy Spirit in the full was on him, we got the double portion which worked in the Elisha.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That's what we want to see for whatever move on in Israel. There came a prophecy which said that in Uganda, the Pearl of Africa, the person who heard God's work, they will last in the planet Earth. Will be like prophet Elijah and as prophet Moses. And when he joined them, the anointing and the spirit which was on them,
the
portion of the Holy Spirit, the one who was on Elijah.
So
the prophecy which was marked,
that
shows the portion of the anointing in Uganda, the portion of the Holy Spirit in Uganda. Let's hear of that vision slowly. Then we move ahead into scriptures.
Yes, you have as you will.
Praise Jesus much.
Yes, you have as you will.
Praise Jesus much.
Go again, I must not put it.
As the movement will display it and play.
Yes, you have as you will.
Praise Jesus much.
About so many combassica vaca, it's your community.
Let's read in the second Kings.
It's Sura Eokubi.
Chapter
2, 9-16.
One of what we had on the double portion of the Holy Spirit.
And
the prophet Moses and Elijah.
But
we ended in prophet Elijah.
He
wasn't able to move on for the rebellion,
the
hardening of the hearts of the one who had inherited it, Gehazi.
But
God loved it for a nation which will do His final work on the planet Earth.
He released
it in the prophecy which came from the Assyrians, only the Assyrian vision on Uganda.
It
was written in the New Vision newspaper in the 1992. It was the Saturday on the 14th. It was the November.
Through
the prophet Wilhelm Wetzel and Emil Klein. Let us hear. Let's read, then we hear.
Basakabaka ekyokubiri, esula eyokubiri, n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
2 Kings chapter 2, verse 9.
Awo olwatuuka bwe baamala okusomoka, Eriya n'agamba Erisa nti, saba kye nnaakukolera, nga sinnaba kukuggibwako. Erisa n'ayogera nti, nkwegayiridde, emigabo ebiri egy'omwoyo gwo gibeere ku nze. Lunyo lw'ekkumi. N'ayogera nti, osabye kizibu. Naye bw'onondaba bwe nnaakuggibwako, kinaaba bwe kityo gy'oli.
Yes, you was with you.
Praise Jesus much.
Nabi Elijah.
Prophet Elijah.
Yagamba umuduwe Elisha.
He told his servant Elisha then.
Nti nsabache na kukuli.
And ask of me what I will do for you.
Elisha.
Elisha.
Manyidu anga nabi Elisha
kumpano. Prophet Elisha now.
Namugama but double portion eyomo ya
rungwe. Give me double portion of the spirit upon you.
Na ena amugamba.
And he told him.
Jindu chusabye sikyangu.
And then you've asked the hard thing.
Ngabe twanyonyose.
As we get explained yesterday.
Era mugandi kati ne bona ndaba nobera wonga ngende.
There and you see me as I go.
Kina kuwe bwanga bwo.
It will be given you as you've asked it.
Batubulire.
Let us hear.
Baseka bake chokubiri esule yokubiri ndolu nyiriri olwe 10.
2 Kings chapter 2 verse 10.
Nayo gera nti osabye kizibu. Naye bono ndaba wena kujibwako kina bwe kityo joli. Naye bw'otondabe tekiibe bwe kityo. Olunyo lw'ekkumi n'olumu. Awo olwatuuka nga bakyatambula nga balojja, laba, ne walabika eggaali ery'omuliro n'embalasi ez'omuliro ne zibaawula bombi. Eriya n'alinnya mu ggulu n'embuyaga ennyingi. Olunyo lw'ekkumi n'ebbiri. Era Erisa n'akiraba n'ayogera waggulu nti, kitange, kitange, amagaali ga Isirayiri n'embalasi ze. N'atambula nate. N'akwata ebyambalo bye n'abiyuzaamu ebitundu bibiri. Olw'ekkumi n'essatu. Era n'alonda n'ekyambalo ky'Eriya ky'asudde n'addayo n'ayimirira ku lubalama lwa Yoludaani.
Yesu yebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus much.
Omunabbiro ogwava ku nabbi Elijah.
Which came from Prophet Elijah.
Erisa gutumanyi leero nga nabbi Erisa.
Elisha whom we know as Prophet Elisha now.
N'agukwata n'aguyuzaamu emirundi
ebiri. He tore it into pieces.
Era ne kugenda maaso omulipresentinga double portion y'amafuta.
Represent double portion of the anointing.
Era eyabajulirwa ababiri.
And of the two witnesses.
Itwasomyeko mu kubikulu esuli y'ekkumi
n'emu. That we started in Revelation 11.
Olunyi y'okutandika ku lusooka paka olw'okuna.
Starting from verse 1 to 4.
Nti era abajulirwa ababiri.
That are two witnesses.
Gemizaituni ebi.
They are the two olive trees.
And
the two lampstands.
Yes, ye bazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Twagenze maaso kulaba obubonero obulala bungi.
Moved on to see many other signs.
Nga bwe twalabye nabbi Erisa.
As we saw Prophet Elisha.
Agenze n'omunagiro ogwo gwe yayuzaamu emirundi
ebiri. Drawn with his cloth, he tore into two pieces.
N'agukuba ku mugga
Yoludaani. Struck it on the river Jordan.
Ne gwe dividingamu emirundi
ebiri. And he divided into two.
Ne tufuna akabonero omwoyo omutukuvu akulukuse mu double portion.
Get the spirit of the Holy Spirit who flows in the double portion.
Era twafunye ebyama mu Yokaana.
And we got secrets in John. John chapter 7.
37-38.
Omwoyo omutukuvu akulukuta mu kabonero ak'emigga. The Holy Spirit flows in the sign of the rivers.
Hali ekyo twakinyonyose.
Now we got explained of that.
Era tunuulira nti omwoyo omutukuvu oyo mu bujjuvu
bwo. And we look to the Holy Spirit in his fullness.
Amaliriza ali mu kabonero aka lampstand.
Finishes appearing in the form of the lampstand.
Kali ekyo nabbi Erisa kye yakola.
Now that which Prophet Elisha did.
Twatunuddeko nga ne nabbi Musa yakikolako.
It at even Prophet Moses did it.
Okusinziira mu kitabo ekyokuva esuula y'ekkumi
n'emu. According to Exodus 14.
Twalabye engeri yawulamu Red Sea.
We saw how he divided the Red Sea.
Mirundi ebiri.
And divided it twice.
Nakyabadde kigenda maaso kulaga omwoyo omutukuvu.
Moved on to show us the Holy Spirit.
Bwakulukuta okuva mu baana b'amafuta.
How he flows from the sons of the anointing.
Kerubi ababiri.
The two cherubim.
Emizaituni ebiri.
The two olive trees.
And
the two lampstands.
Era ng'omu yakolera mu nabbi Musa.
And one worked in the prophet Moses.
Omulala mu nabbi Elijah.
And another in prophet Elijah.
Naye bwebagatta double portion.
When they joined the double portion.
Yalabikira mu nabbi Elisha.
It appeared in the prophet Elijah.
Yasobola kugenda mu maaso.
It was not able to move on.
Olw'obujeemu.
Because of rebellion in Israel.
Naye Katonda n'agiterika.
But God preserved it.
Mu ggwanga eririkola omulimu ogusembayo kusema zingo.
For the nation which you do his final work on planet Earth.
Ggwanga eri Uganda kula lya Africa.
Nation is Uganda pearl of Africa.
Era nawo obunabbi mu ggwanga erya Australia.
Gave a prophecy from the Australian nation.
Omulimu gwa Katonda ogulisembayo kusema zingo.
God's final work on the planet Earth.
Okuyita mu Uganda kula lya Africa.
Through Uganda pearl of Africa.
Yayogera nti omusajja alikulemeramu omulimu ogwo.
When he spoke the man to head that work. Alibanga
nabbi Elijah.
He'll be like Prophet Elijah.
Alibanga nabbi Elisha. Nabbi Elijah. Moses.
Moses. If you join them, and you get the double portion of the anointing, just as we had much, we want to hear of this vision what it says.
Austrian Vision on Uganda. The New Vision, Saturday, November 14th, 1992. It reads,
Sir,
praise Jesus
much. They tell us the Austrian Vision of the nation of Uganda.
One
to read of it was released in the New Vision newspaper. It was the 1992. It was the Saturday, on the Saturday, 14th, in the month of November, and it reads like this.
It reads, Sir, we came to Uganda via Kenya on March 13th, 1992, with many expectations, but we are leaving when totally disappointed.
They said that, sir, we came Uganda via Kenya. It was the March. People came in the March. And he spent here up to the month of November. And they looked man to do his God's final work. How many months were those?
Okuva mu gwokusatu, ogwokuna, gwakutaano, gwamukaaga, ogwomusanvu, ogwomunaana, ogwomwenda, kumi, kumi na gumu.
From March to November, 8 months.
Gabanoonyaki.
And they look for what?
Ne batuuka ne bagamba.
And they wish said.
And
they said, let's write in the newspaper.
Who
looked and failed to trace that man.
And
they say, sir,
we came to Uganda via Kenya.
It was March. On the
13th,
1992.
And
we had many expectations.
But we
are leaving back.
And
we are totally disappointed. What disappointed them?
Ugandans,
no one knew what was moving on with our nation. This we speak of the double portion of the anointing, of the Holy Spirit in the fullness, the seven spirits of God, and they have been doubled. These words which are in the depth of understanding. It's not easy what, to know what they meant on the double portion.
No.
On you, many of you have ever asked of such a word.
Say,
God, give us double portion of the spirit of anointing.
I
don't know whether what you were asking you knew it. The vision which came from Astoria, that prophecy is in there.
It shows
the man to hear God's final
word
on the planet Earth, through Uganda, Pearl of Africa,
and
be like Prophet Elijah and as Prophet Moses. If it's like those, there we get in Prophet Elisha.
He's
the one who had a double portion. In that vision, if he doesn't speak of you,
you may
explain to the nation where it came. You
cannot
be involved except when it was explained to you. You meant to head that work. I don't know whether it is you or me. You look to yourself. Let us read.
We are born again Christians from Austria. During our revival fellowship from Austria, we had a vision about your country. We did not know even in which part of Africa Uganda was.
They say they are born again Christians. Born again Christians. They were in their revival fellowship in their nation, and they were inquiring, Lord, The last revival on the world, the great one, it will come from which nation? Now, and they got a vision
of
this nation of Uganda.
And
they said,
you
brought a vision on your nation.
They brought
to His Excellency Museveni, even the Ugandans.
They
brought president even to you, Ugandans. Give the right to His Excellency.
Yoweri Museveni Kaguta.
Yoweri Museveni Kaguta, president of the nation. You two, they have written to you. That's the father we have now in the flesh, the father of the nation. Some of us is the grandfather now.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Some of you get angered when you speak of him. You
go
take him away if you are so angered.
We never
go to do what he does.
But
then we got a vision on your nation.
We
did not know.
Part
of Africa, Uganda is found.
You
know, God to tell you,
a nation
you've never thought of. The last will come from where? And they tell you,
Uganda,
God, what is Uganda? That is a nation. Where is it in Africa?
But
which part?
You can be bold to
speak of your own nation. But the nation of others, you may feel jealousy. One of what holds that vision to be truthful,
it's
not a Ugandan who got it.
It's
not an African.
It
came from far and Austria. In the side of Europe. Now I cannot say that the other fields
they
wanted to attach that vision on this nation. How dare you come from there, waste your time?
According to the vision, Uganda is a blessed country. God is in Uganda. The Lord is doing His final work here in Uganda.
Faith that according to the vision, Uganda is a blessed country. God is right in Uganda. God is doing His final work in Uganda. Have you heard those words? God put His base in this nation.
It
was meant to bring the double anointing.
Anointing
doubled.
Holy
Spirit in His fullness. And be doubled. The seven spirits of God. When they are doubled.
Put His
best here. He
will
do His work. The last on the planet. Basing in Uganda. They were very sure. According to the vision,
Uganda
is a blessed country.
God
is right here.
Uganda.
In Uganda.
God doing
His final work.
In Uganda.
Spoken of their own country.
You
would wish to do God's final work. You know, when you heard of Israel, sometimes you would speak, you would wish to be
fasted, right?
Chosen to begin God's works on the world.
See how He
choose you to do the final work.
God
will be in Uganda.
That's
the final work in Uganda. No double the spirit.
Was
meant to double him.
For
where the world is reached,
is far
in the depth of the spirit of Satan, in the sorcery,
the
false prophets, and the powers of darkness.
It's
not doubled.
For
the spirit in His fullness,
the
seven spirits of God, and they are doubled. We can fail to confront.
But
because it's doubled, it's gone beyond. They moved on to tell us like this.
Final work here in Uganda. Here in Uganda exists a man who is heading this work. Who is Elijah, Moses, and Eric David's throne.
I want you to pause on that and see.
Uganda,
here in Uganda,
what do you say, yeah?
Exists the man who is going to head this work.
Who is Elijah?
Eranga ye Elia.
What are they, Andy? What do you comma?
Is there a comma? What is there? Those started.
Is it a multiplication sign?
Those who studied mathematics, what do they indicate there?
Okay. Who is Elijah?
Eranga Yeria. Plus.
Wabira plus multiplication.
Plus.
Gorai Baba Ura. Omanyo kurisiboko si.
That vision, the one leading it, is the one who can understand it.
Why watch it? But
you studied mathematics.
Why do you want multiplication? What was in our?
You get a microphone.
Oh, many talk in to be international.
No, we speak things international. Praise Jesus much, brethren. According to the laws of mathematics, if they give you two variables and they have not indicated any sign, it means to multiply.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I studied mathematics myself. I studied it to senior six. God knew I have to calculate the things. When I looked at that vision, I see a multiplication there. Multiplying it.
Although
there would have been a plus. Because of mathematics, it's never plus.
But
could you ever see it there? Let me leave you a moment to think of that.
So good.
And I'm not speaking. Have you thought of it?
We
told you this is called the new generation.
With the full knowledge of God.
With the full knowledge of God. The new generation. With the full knowledge of God. And His glory. I told you as we began to see this call, how it's marked in the prophecies. Very hard to explain that vision when it's not speaking of you. Even though as a general nation, and it speaks of us. We are meant to get the one to lead us, the one who can explain it. Now you, did you see the prophet Elisha? Double portion of anointing. You cannot see it till that one called to do that is before you and he explains it.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus much.
So we
but in all brethren, we are still need to get humbled.
Now,
I want to tell you this word. All those who attach themselves on this vision, if they dare hear of it again, I don't know where they will hide. For it's shameful when you attach yourself in it.
It's
our vision as Uganda.
We
are free to say it is mine. But the issue of leading it. Told the one meant to hear it how it's for peer. And there is a reason.
Yes, you
praise Jesus much. And there is a reason.
Who is Elijah? Moses.
Ntie Elia, ye Musa. put any sign they made it.
Wabuleba mara Moses ne bagamba andi
era ne bagata konti era
eya ku David Sloan era ina ku
David musikawe na mlodi ya David used to come after
nganayo wakati ya wa
but the ministry there
we know kubisamu aliyo kunera
ya Elisha how to multiply and get Elisha
double portion
One asked the question. Why is the apostle repeating that vision? In that vision, I many things we passed. Wait for its season, we get bound to explain them. It reached somewhere. And be prepared in your mind. Join for you and you understand clear.
Yes.
Praise Jesus much.
So,
now let us
one of Uganda, what was it?
Here in Uganda, there is what?
Who's heading this work? Who is Elijah, Moses, and Erica David's throne?
Yes.
Praise Jesus. Here in Uganda exists a man.
I know Kure Emberamo or
to head this work.
Aringa
Moses. Moses.
Eromusika
and the heir
went
to David's throne. Other word is what we focused on much.
Aringa Elijah Moses.
Like Elijah Moses.
There is
no sign marked or indicated. There you have to put a multiplication. And you multiply. And you get the double portion. And Elisha gets in there.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
That is
like the Spirit of the Lord.
For
we are not revealed secrets.
Lord
never entered our hearts.
What
the eyes have not seen.
What
the ears have never heard
of
them. The Spirit reveals them to us.
1
Corinthians chapter
2.
From verses 9 to 11. And who then understands the things of God. Except the Spirit of God within him. Move on, we hear of this vision.
Here in Uganda exists a man who is heading this work, who is Elijah, Moses, and Erica David's throne. Also, the covenant box is supposed to be in Uganda. Ugandans are to be a special race of God, God's chosen people.
N'essanduko y'amateeka erina kuba mu Uganda.
The covenant box is meant to be in Uganda.
Essanduko y'amateeka erimu Bible
y'omukulu. The covenant box is what holds the Bible in heaven.
Yaliko kopi yayo mu Israel.
Had its copy in Israel.
N'ebulawo.
And it disappears.
Wabula katugenda ko esoli
guno yayo. Right now we're going to use its original in heaven.
Ne Bible yayo.
And its Bible. Out of which we got the copy of the Bible on the wall. They're going to be surprised as we explain things of the scriptures of truth in the way of the double portion.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Mm-hmm.
And they have told us
God's
children.
You're going to be a special race of people. Of God. People chosen. The chosen ones of God. What's going to make us people who are special? The double portion. Of the anointing. Of the power of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. The seven spirits of God. And it's been doubled. The wisdom. It's doubled. Understanding doubled. Counsel of God in the world. And it's doubled. The power in the world. It's doubled. The knowledge of God. It's doubled. The fear of God.
You totally
hate evil. To help many.
To
come from evil.
It's
doubled.
I'm
speaking of redemption. Ever since apostles and prophets redeemed people, we are going to double them.
For
the fear of God is to hate evil.
It
come from evil. Double. Satan is on tension.
This is not precious,
new with the full knowledge of God.
Musana guaka,
light shining,
knowledge,
much lighting in darkness. Everyone hearing, even
one
who would have not gotten saved, would have wished again. Her truth. The spirit of the Lord, when it is doubled, and he glorifies the Father.
Going
to see how it happens twice, doubled.
Ugambi.
I tell you, what God did to us,
let's
move on here. Don't forget our point is right there. The man heading goes to work on the planet Earth. Maybe like Prophet Elijah and Moses. To multiply them with the anointing and spirit on them,
this double
portion which appeared on the prophet Elisha, this time is right in the nation of Uganda, to work all over the world. That spirit is not to be on only us, even the friends of Uganda, those who want to work with us, even the friends of God all over the world. We are going to be just be the source. The source. That's why they say it's right. God is in Uganda. Another nation doesn't work there. He works there. But
it's
the best thing right here. Here's the vision, we finish it.
Add God's chosen people. We looked for this man and failed to trace him, nor the church he is heading.
That they looked for this man, and they failed to trace him, tried to follow him up, and they failed to trace him.
Neither
the church is heading.
Up
in 1992, that man was 5 years old. Church was very hard to discover it. The only ones would have gathered. Those are the ones who fought for King Jesus. The wise men. Spoken in Matthew 2. And they fought Jesus the King. In the manger and as a baby.
But
go to hide that man. We see the man to be the prophet Elijah and the prophet Moses. Meant to grow outside the church system existing. They will get him and enroll him in that system. And God healed him. There are many things we had on that. Let us finish like this.
According to the vision, the man is on the west part of River Nile.
They say, according to the vision, the man is meant to be on the western side of the River Nile, near the river, and all those who shall see them, whether indeed he grew there. I am not the one who wrote
it.
Among you are people.
Now he's
vision on himself. I am not the one who wrote those visions. Even though I know much of it, I did not write it. Vision was written, I was 5 years old. Many years have passed. And as I told you, in the journey of heaven, the vision was explained. Tell me to shift from Lugazi to the Kampala city. They told me where you will find all visions gathered within there.
And
shall study it gradually as we reach it to you.
It
came reaching me, you know that. Even some came when you see it. But something they brought for you,
and
you get it in a pretty And as if it's you wrote it, that is the Spirit of the Lord.
This is no joking matter. We did not save our money for nothing.
They say they were not joking.
It's
not a joking matter. They moved on to gather their money, and they say, when you find that man,
we
are going to pour much money in that one, in the final work on the planet Earth. In the time they will reach us, let us prepare ourselves.
We were surprised that none of the people we asked knew anything, neither the pastors we approached.
They said they were very surprised. None of the people on whom they inquired from who knew of those words.
Neither
pastors they approached.
In
those days we have which pastors? 1992. Pastor Kayanja were there. Pastor Serwada. Pastor Kayiwa.
Even
others you know.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. But them two knew nothing. Now, one of them came out these days. Whom they met in that year, 92. In 1992 he was there, and he did know of that. In 2070, it came out and they said they spoke of him again.
Is
not that big a robber? You trying to rob? People, we look at them, we pity them.
But
we tell them to be saved. All that have fallen and they fell, let them rise up. If it's still possible, and they didn't reach in Matthew 12, but 1:32,
it's
both blaspheming the Spirit and you can't be forgiven. Spoken well in the Hebrew 6, and they got enlightened. And afterwards, they got out of the light.
Can
no more crucify the Son of God. The second time to be saving them. Let's move on. We hear.
We therefore request that whomever knows anything about this man, or his church, or the man himself, to contact us at the address below.
They moved on to put in their requests. And
it
says, because of that we request, whoever knows of these issues, or that man himself, or this church, or his church, or the man himself,
to
move on contact with them
on
the address below. Address is in those newspapers. But they changed their address because of the con men who tried to approach them. You Ugandans.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
But
that's what I've tried to show you.
Double portion,
the double portion of the anointing.
And
the Holy Spirit in His fullness. The seven spirits of God. And they have been doubled.
In
the sign of the two lampstands.
And
it's going to flow in God's final work on the planet Earth through Uganda, part of Africa.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
But
get this point, get explained of it.
Lamp stand,
the two lamp stands
is
sign showing fullness of the Holy Spirit. Seven spirits of God. And they have been doubled. From the two anointed cherubim and the two witnesses.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The sign of the two lampstands. Oh, the two lampstands. It's the sign show of the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Seven spirits of God. And they are doubled. From two great anointed cherubim and the two witnesses. We want to look at that and also see.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We
remember Revelation 11. And we are told these words. Revelation 11. Starting from verse 2.
We reach
the verse 4.
Okubikulirwa esule ye 11 n'olunyiriri olw'okubiri.
Revelations 11 from verse 2.
N'olujja oluli ebweru wa yeekaalu luleke ebweru. So tolugera kubanga lwaweebwa abamawanga. N'ekibuga ekitukuvu bali kirinnyirira emyezi 42. Olunya olw'okusatu. Nange ndibawa abajulirwa bange babiri. Era baligaba obunnabbi okumala ennaku 2:26. Nga bambadde ebibukutu. Olunya olw'okuna. Abo gye mizeyituuni 2 n'ettabaazi 2 eziyimirira mu maaso ga Mukama w'ensi.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Nti oluvannyuma lw'okulinnyira ekibuga kya Katonda.
After trampling the city of God,
Jerusalem,
Jerusalem of heaven,
kuŋŋaanidde ne
bamalayika, the gathering of the angels,
n'abatukuvu ba Katonda,
and the holy ones of God,
y'enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda,
the gospel of the kingdom of God,
obutuukirivu,
and the righteousness,
obwakabaka bw'omuggulu,
in the kingdom of heaven.
Katonda yawa obunnabbi.
God gave a prophecy.
Yalituma abajulirwayo babiri.
He will send his two witnesses.
He
gave a prophecy for those days measured, and they have closed that cloth.
He said
those two witnesses, they are the two olive trees and the two lampstands,
or
the two lampstands. Now where we are, we want to get this sign.
Why this
they are the two lampstands? It's what we are getting explained. The two lampstands.
Signs
show the fullness of the Holy Spirit. The seven spirits of God. And they have been doubled. Right from the two great anointed cherubim. They are the two great witnesses.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus much.
So that the man is lampstand.
If they see that the two lampstands,
and
just we had first heard
that
the fullness of the Holy Spirit,
who
is in the first cherubim, known as the first lampstand,
works
in Prophet Moses,
and
the fullness of the Holy Spirit, which is in the second lampstand,
it
comes from the second cherubim.
Walked
to Prophet Elijah. But being joined up, they called them two lampstands. And they work in Prophet Elisha. There we have fullness of the Holy Spirit. Appears in the two lampstands. They are the seven spirits of God. And they have been doubled.
Yes, we have
a praise Jesus much.
So to what the lampstand here.
And we want to look to that lampstand.
Lampstand
if they say that the two lampstands, they show us the double
portion.
The Holy Spirit in his fullness. But how does it appear? Already you have ever requested it. You have ever had it.
Lord,
what a double portion of anointing.
Double blessing.
The double blessing.
Even
others ask for triple blessing. I don't expect of you who have ever prayed for it on the other side. You understood what it meant.
Double
portion of the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
What
you thought, how does it appear?
Friends,
what did you think before? Who has ever prayed for it? You raise your hand. Others did hear of it.
Now
you are praying for what?
Praise
the name of the Lord.
I'm named
Pastor Muchibi.
When
I just got born again,
I
read the Bible so much.
The men who
blessed me much,
Elisha
and Elijah.
When,
so Elisha asked.
He
prayed for the double portion. What followed did many wonders.
Till Second Kings 13.
How his bones raised in that dead person. I began to ask for it. I didn't know what I was asking for. But up to today,
now
I can get back to sanity. Thank God who bought me time to pray.
Yeah,
so I didn't know what I prayed for. Now I understand this. Right now I'm a part
of
the generation God had prepared.
And
right now you understand.
Even
though before I understood in part, I didn't understand what I prayed for, yet I prayed for it.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus
Christ. Shall
be able to pray for what we understand.
It
shall raise our prayers.
Well,
the devil portion begin to work. The Holy Spirit in his fullness.
Doubles
the wisdom in the word.
Understanding
in the word.
Castle
in the world,
the
power in the world,
the
knowledge of God
in the
word to double
it,
even the fear of God,
as
his word is,
when
it's doubled,
the
spirit of the Lord, when it is doubled,
to
glorify God,
heavens
and earth which are and above the heavens. You understand how it comes about.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. Yes.
So, now,
first we pray for what we didn't understand. Pray for what we're going to understand now.
That's
where he says,
I will
pray in the spirit.
And
I'll pray with my mind.
Gives
me to say amen.
The
first Corinthians 14.
So
when you play in tongues,
you
play with the spirit.
Means
please, you don't understand.
But you
would have
wished,
pray with his mind when he understands. I think like this.
Pastor Mchibi
prayed in tongues. He prayed in the mysteries.
Yet
not understanding.
I
don't know he could ever say amen.
When
he said amen, he was meaning what?
If you
pray in tongues and your prayer is in mystery,
and they
are not revealed your way,
you are
in a tongue. Praise Jesus much.
But when he
said in Revelations 11,
verses 4, and those
are the two olive trees,
and
they are the two lampstands,
those
which stand before the
Lord.
The two lampstands, when you join them up,
you
get the double portion
of
the Holy Spirit in his fullness.
When
the lampstand is one, it appears like that.
It
has the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
If
it is doubled,
it
has its colleague on the side. Maybe you don't see the other very well.
But
it too is filled and full well. It is that. Have you seen that? Now there are two. Yet they all have the same spirit,
but
it's been multiplied.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
It
was first on Prophet Moses.
They
showed him how the Holy Spirit appears in the fullness.
He
was told to make the lampstand in the book of Exodus, chapter 25, 31-32. Let's read here.
Kuva esule ya biri metano n'olunyiriri olwasatu mu olumu.
Exodus 25 from 31.
Era olikola ekikondo n'ezaabu ennungi. Ekikondo kiriweesebwa entobo yaakyo n'omukonda gwakyo, ebikompe byakyo n'emitwe gyakyo n'ebimuli byakyo biribeera bya zaabu emu nakyo. Asatu mu bbiri.
Ekikondo kyayogerako ekyamugambye okukolebwa.
Son told him to be made. It has a base, two bases down. That's what stretches out of it. After you make it, they told him to get branches out of it. The six branches. Let's read to the next verse, 32. Exodus 25:32.
Amatabi asatu agechikondo. Mulubirizi lwacho lumu n'amatabi asatu ag'ekikondo mulubirizi lwacho olwokubiri.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ekikondo kino ekya wakati.
The middle lamb.
Nga kinovaamu amatabi mukaaga.
Out of which comes six lambs.
Amatabi asatu ku mukono ogwa
ddyo. Six branches on the right.
N'amatabi asatu ku mukono ogwa kkono.
Three branches on the left.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
So bwe bagamba.
And they say.
Nti abo.
Those are the two lampstands.
You
have to research secrets.
Which
speak of the lampstands. But that's the journey of heaven. For in human wisdom, it's impossible. Some of those who try fake it.
They
showed us a lampstand of nine branches. Did you discover it? One of the pastors of miracle on the other side displayed a lampstand. How many branches were on it? Nine. He showed a lampstand of nine branches. Yet one of the ones who says they are on that vision. Is it not madness? His lampstand was like that. And on the right hand, there are four branches. Even the left side, there are four branches.
But
it has a pyramid again. That man and Moses who is wiser and who saw God and showed them the rightful things. Most of you are out there with wisecking. You say that I lift myself up
and
that I despise others. But foolishness is despised everywhere. Not me who despises it alone.
Now
it
is a kubanga to nyoma.
Even you cannot fail to despise foolishness. Someone
thinks
not rightful on God. God rebukes them.
It's
Isaiah 48. That they speak of me, but not in truth, neither in righteousness. Now Prophet Moses, when we read in the Exodus, chapter 25,
31-32,
when he make the lampstand, that lamp has six branches. When
you
join the taller branch, the real lampstand with its six branches, it will make seven branches. The sign which points for us unto the seven spirits of God, which make fullness of the Holy Spirit. I don't know whether if they make branches to nine, what does it mean to their sides? For Prophet Moses is the one who saw things of heaven. According to Hebrews chapter 8, the verse 5 and 6,
and
speaks that ministers
of
images of things in heaven Ask God. Spoke with Moses. Told him, do not fail to make. As the images of heavens have been shown you.
If
we remember,
Nabi Musa,
Prophet Moses,
God
told him in the Exodus, chapter 26, in the verse 35. Do not fail to make
as
images of things shown you on the mountain. Now that he saw, the lamp stand, which is right, which
shows
fullness of the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits of God.
And
if they tell you that they are the two lampstands, going to know that the Holy Spirit in his fullness, the
time
of the lampstand has been doubled. Get back to understanding which is clear. Go to those things faked. Will you be able? Join up those nine things when they're doubled. Where will you get them from? Are you not the ones who secretly entered among us?
You
come to destroy truth of the word of God. You brought things which are not clear.
And
you have perverted the congregation of many.
Because
the double portion of the knowledge of the Holy Spirit
are
going to raise them, align them to understand things.
Remember
in Isaiah 29 says, even those who erred in spirit, they will get understanding.
And
to understand what is preached, it will become a terror. According to Isaiah 28. People understand them, where will you go? Me, I think you repent. You who does that.
He
said, Apostle Paul prayed like that by the Spirit of God.
When
I pray for my brethren, the Israelites, it is this, let them repent.
But
they have the zeal for God, but not according to knowledge.
That's
not Romans 9. Romans 10. Romans 10. He prayed for them to be saved.
Okay.
They are zealous.
Do
them and they see them else. Now Acts chapter
2.
Verses 3 and 4. They tell us apostles have never been filled of the Spirit. But
it
was not in the double portion. Let us read it there, we hear.
Acts
chapter 2 from verse
3.
Praise Jesus. In the Acts chapter 2. The verse 3 and 4.
Apostles,
when they gathered on the day of Pentecost in the upper room, they moved on to pray. There appeared a mighty quake, and upon them came tongues like of fire on their heads, and they filled of the Holy Spirit. And they began to speak tongues as the Spirit gave them. The next verse says,
there
surrounded them people from different nations all over the world. They had been speaking their native languages. What major thing do we have
here?
We have a major ingredient of the tongues of fire. Out of them came fullness of the Holy Spirit.
We
want to ask those tongues, how many are they?
Which
make fullness of the Holy Spirit.
It's
not going to be a jelly tongue of the Holy Spirit of 20 liters. When they pour in you, you will know it. The jelly can fill 20 liters.
If you are
filled of the Spirit, how is the measure of it?
Are these
30, 40 liters, 100?
Anyone
of you was filled of the Spirit?
You
will forgive me. How many liters were they?
Don't fear to
raise up. Out there you were, they told you, you are filled of the Spirit. You explain us. Get the Bible. You are filled how many
liters?
How did you understand that encounter in that time? God filled in you, you don't know it.
Come on, favor.
Praise the Lord Jesus. The truth, they are very confusing. For someone telling you you're being filled, but you don't see anything, you're filled in yourself, it is confusing.
You can feel the presence of God,
but someone has told you are filled.
The truth
you saw, there was a confusion there.
But
we thank the good God, for indeed we are in truth now, understanding the living God.
Amen.
And now God filled, there's a hand there. Praise the Lord Jesus. Brethren, concerning being filled of the Spirit, I thought I was totally filled of the Spirit.
For
what I called the Spirit those days, it fell upon me. All the way the pedagogues were very afraid, and they all began to want what I've gotten. And they said, Ivan has been filled. The synagogue of dust. I began to speak tongues. I spoke tongues. A sister called Mama Alan. I
moved
her up from where we lived. I told her to take me to her home. I'm passing the road. I'm like that mad person that day. I
said,
I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. And I reached her home. I met her husband. And he said, Mama Alan, that boy is mad.
Take
him to psychiatric.
He said,
he's filled with the Spirit. You come. Pray for you. I began to pray for them. And it's gone late. I left her home. I went to night, moving. And I'm praying. I thought I was filled.
It came in
the truth I discovered. It was not the Holy Spirit.
Come on.
Bible says,
Psalms 51:12. Lord, restore the joy of salvation. Sustain me with the spirit of liberty.
The
spirit of liberty, when it comes, makes you fall in the dust.
And
speak 2 Corinthians 3.
And
say, the Lord is the Spirit.
Where
the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. In the 1 Corinthians 14, God's show is not of confusion. It's of order. When they say that is my spirit, but it's filled of confusions.
You're
not the spirit of Lucifer. That is how it makes and throws people. If you fall, knock your head on another. Those are not filled at all. They are filled of evil spirits and strike them down the road. Even tomorrow, they are
supposed
to spend 2 years, and that experience is on them. But don't forget,
Bible speaks Jeremiah 23,
the verse 9 to 10. The prophets and the priests have gotten corrupt. Their way is not good. This means their power is not good. But God this time
has shamed
all power of darkness.
Has
bring the double portion of the Holy Spirit in his fullness, the seven spirits of God.
The
power of God which is smart, when it is doubled, that one you see captures a demon in the chair. There is no jumping around.
Break
our chairs, these demons buy our chairs to break them.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
But
Acts told us this.
We
seek for fullness of the Holy Spirit.
It appeared
in the lampstand.
For
they have told us, for the two witnesses, the two lampstands, which show the double portion of the Holy Spirit in his fullness, the seven spirits of God, and they are doubled.
That
is to base in Uganda. How is he to appear? How does he work? How is he appearing?
Yes, you was
praise Jesus. Let's repeat Acts chapter 2, the verse 3 and 4. Acts chapter 2 from verse
3.
Praise Jesus much. The signs of tongues of fire which came on these apostles and they are filled of the Spirit is not in liters but
in
tongues of fire seven lamps of fire. Revelations 4:5. Let's read there, we hear. Most
people
have been hearing them. We repeat for you to understand. Revelations 4, verse
5.
He saw seven lamps of fire, and they shine before the throne of God. And he said that the seven spirits of God, he saw lamps seven like that, and they are on the lampstand, and they give light. He said, they are the seven spirits of God. What sign is that? The lampstand.
It,
what can reveal us fullness of the Holy Spirit? Even though we have the sign of the dove that
is
written in Matthew 3:16-17, the Spirit descended in the sign of the dove. It is shown on the Lord Jesus. Cannot reveal you the fullness. The sign which explains fullness of the Holy Spirit is the sign of the lampstand. That's why you see Revelations 4:5.
I saw
seven lamps of fire shine before the throne of God. They are the seven spirits of God.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now it means what? They are called two lamps. Seven spirits of God when they are doubled. Times two. But we ask ourselves to break those con men who are in the
tower,
even in Uganda. Today those we are correcting for repenting. After they would have said, the lampstand has nine branches. Where will they get their names?
There
are people who have a congregation of people in this time, but they have gathered for us. For Bible says, after you would have gathered, or you will gather, another will take. Thank them for gathering. After we put on focus television, in this place, no more enough. Even Sunday, you know, it never fits us here. In 2 years. And we don't preach you on the road, we are right in here. Everyone you find, you speak to them. And the church will hear. If they hear on television, how will it be? Those who watch television and here are not few. As we wind it up, we say proof is there. To prove it's on air. We're not joking here. I've never joked.
This is not joking in my
twin sokasia kusaga. The vision didn't tell you it's a joking matter.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Now our brethren, those who have that final love, stand. What do we call it? Is it what's that? What do we call it? Lamp? Those who have a lamp of 12 branches. That is the candlestick, actually. That's a candlestick.
Yes, he was with
Jesus. Out there with hard hearts. Now you feel envy because we speak truth. But at the end, the envy will no more be in you. And we are together.
Even this fire,
I felt envious of you. And I thought you were abusing us. At the end, I saw you spoke truth. Praise Jesus, brethren. Pastor Antipas Dan. I want to understand here. For we had to explain to us, apostles did get the double portion. When read the Acts 2, we saw that they were filled of the Spirit, yet they were 12. I'm asking, when the seven finished, they took care of
him.
They joined up to have those spirits. When I joined the spirits, they are 14. No, my brother. Now, when that spirit is coming, the rightful lampstand, it's in the color of rainbow.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Every tongue which fell on one held seven, that is fullness. Every tongue rested on one, it rested on the fullness of on that person. That's why all were filled.
So to
don't count one tank. One, two, three, no. 12 of them, no. Not like that. When rested the tongue, it was the fullness of the Spirit. These are found in Revelation chapter 4, verse 5. Let's repeat it to you here.
Okubikulirwa esule yokuna. Revelation 4, verses
5.
Ne ku ntebe nga kuvaako okumyansa n'amaloboozi n'okubwatuka n'ettabaazi omusanvu ez'omuliro nga zaaka mu maaso g'entebe gy'emyoyo omusanvu egya Katonda.
Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Ettabaazi ezo omusanvu ez'omuliro.
The seven lamps of fire.
Zaaka mu maaso
ga Katonda. Which stand before the throne of God.
Gy'emyoyo omusanvu egya
Katonda. They are the seven spirits of God.
Kitegeeza ye bwe yali ajja.
Means when he came.
Yeegatta.
He joined up.
Emyoyo omusanvu n'ejjira mu
seven spirits came in one tank.
Put on each
one of them.
Don't
count that every tongue resting, it was one single spirit.
Ah.
It was not like that.
Yes,
yes, we
praise Jesus.
I'm
evangelist Topaz.
I'm
having a question.
For it was for
yesterday, but even now it's still on.
Yesterday
we were told
on the portion,
of prophet Elisha.
It
was not inherited.
Gehazi
did not share it.
But
the Holy Spirit told us
that
was our blessing. My question is right here.
That
if Gehazi
inherited
that double portion,
would
we have gotten it?
May
God bless you.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
According
to Romans
11,
26 to down, falling had to happen. For he said, the falling of the Israelites, the blinding of
eyes,
brought a blessing to us.
But
rich to say, they
are coming back. It
bring a blessing beyond
that God knew
that you are meant to fall.
Don't
be surprised when the falling began.
It
began on Gehazi.
And they
counted they have totally fallen. That too is finished. That's called an abortion.
It's
what revealed the olden things.
Answer
for that question
Barubi,
is in Romans 11, 25 to
30.
You will get that answer.
They were meant
to call the Spirit to go on to the Gentiles.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, we
want to get names of the seven spirits. After we see when they multiplied, how they work. Isaiah 11, verses 1 and 2.
Olinyo olw'okubiri, n'omwoyo gwa Mukama gulibeera ku ye, omwoyo gw'amagezi n'okutegeera.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Okusinira mu Isaiah esuula ey'ekumi.
According to Isaiah 11,
olisooka
n'olw'okubiri. Verse 1 and 2.
Basooka ne batulaga omwoyo wa Mukama.
If I show us the Spirit of the Lord,
yona ali wakati.
That's the one in the middle.
Omwoyo wa Mukama alibeera ku ye.
That the Spirit of the Lord would be on him.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Portion,
now in the double portion,
it's
meant to be doubled.
The lamp stand,
those are two lampstands. Isaiah 11, verses 2.
No more yoga mukama, uribeda kuye. O more yoga magazi, no kutegira. O more yoga kutesa, na man. O more yoga kumanya.
Yes, you
praise Jesus much.
So Amanya,
now the name
of
the fullness of the Holy Spirit appears in the lampstand. There are those in Isaiah 11, verses 1 and 2, that the Spirit of the Lord, that's the one in the middle,
it
will be on him. The Spirit of Wisdom, right hand of the lampstand, the Spirit of Understanding, the Spirit of Counsel, the Counsel of God.
We
go to the left side.
We
have the Spirit of Power, the Spirit of Knowledge, and the Spirit of Fear of God. Praise Jesus much. If you'll have your own lampstand, that candlestick of 7, 8 branches.
Nine branches.
Nine. I don't know where you will get their names each. Let me tell you, see. This time we have people in church who've spent many years in it. As the Bible says, that wisdom is not in gray hair, but it is in the Word of God. Don't expect most things they speak, they are right. But the truth is proven by the Word of God, the Bible. Person telling you the lampstand,
it
has 9 branches. Ask them where they were written. And ask them the meaning of them. If they explain that the 7th spirit, ask them the 8th and the 9th is from where?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Know
it's the truth you touch like this. You
touch
it, read it, and see it yourself.
This is not feeling
that the Spirit
are
7. It's not feeling it. This is to first hear.
And
hearing Bible speaks of it. Romans 10:17. Faith
comes
from hearing, and hearing the Word of God. What
there
are 7 when we read in the Word of God.
It
means you are not to believe.
Read
the Bible and you shake your head disapproving. The other man told us 9. If you reach in heaven, if we share the
vision,
for you'll first go to hell. When you come to heaven on the day of judgment, they will ask you the 9.
For
they are shining in Jerusalem of heaven. And there are 7 together. Each one have 7 branches. They ask you, sir, your 9 branches, you got them where?
Are
you not the liars like your father?
Satan.
From the beginning was the liar. Even the father of the liars.
If you
read John 8:44, if you
and
you exist with your lies, know who is your father. At the end of where you end, go read Revelation 20:11 up to 15.
And the old
lake of fire, the dragon and the beast. If you see your falsehood, you will go there. That is the last question because of time. Praise the Lord. I glorify God much.
So
this blessing is given us. And my question, I had it last time. I'm requesting to know. For when we see Moses, by the Holy Spirit in the first cherubim, and came to be given to the 70 men through Moses,
we see
the anointing on Elijah moves on to Elisha. But there was someone through which it came from. Upon the grace starts to spread to the others. And as it is on this time, anointing God has joined it, put in an apostle that
he
can spread to the congregation.
In
the time of the Acts, chapter 2, 3 and 4, we see Jesus ascending. Remain in Jerusalem. The Spirit will come fill you. I'm asking, on this time, the Spirit came from who to go to the apostles? All the 12. For the Spirit came direct from heaven. And that's the foundation spoken in Ephesians 2. 12 of disciples, they got the foundation which built on the chief foundation. And the foundation is the Christ.
The
foundation of apostles and the prophets. But 12 of apostles,
why
there happened the quake from the heavens?
And
the Spirit of the God, Jesus sent him right from heaven. In the John 14, verse 15,
say,
if I don't go, the Comforter will not come. But when I go, I'm going to send him. Now the Holy Spirit, in the time of the Acts, even today, to those who have been getting him,
their
foundation is on the 12 apostles. But it's surprising.
In
the God's final work, he has changed everything.
Double portion.
The double portion is never coming from apostles.
The
12. It is in Uganda.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Faith in the Spirit who comes in single portion almost has been silenced, phased out.
But
it no more contends with any person.
And
church does everything. The Spirit of the devil captured, overtook
him,
and the Spirit moved out of church.
And
so let's get back to the double portion. And now he's coming back for them this time.
But
due to you've been seeing it, the Spirit who worked with the apostles in the single portion, in his fullness,
almost
where we've reached,
the
get of him and see him, it's not been easy. Even to speak with him.
Time
has left us, but let's have a question. Praise Jesus, brethren.
I'm Prophet Esther.
I'm having my question.
Right
there where we have been. We see
that
the double portion ended on Elisha the prophet. But the Spirit was on the Lord Jesus. The Spirit given him was not measured. Now I'm asking myself, as he left single portion to apostles,
you
see the Spirit on Jesus was not measured. Jesus did not have a double portion. He had a full portion. You don't measure it. When it's given the Spirit, it's not measured, neither single or double. That too is finished. Double portion is what explains that.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus much.
So Nayenga, but Ugandia, we saw coming in.
But the prophet in Isaiah 11,
Orunyiri, Okutandika, or Sokan,
verse 1 and 2,
the Amania, Agami of Sam,
the name of the seven spirits,
is you could form a
fullness of the Holy Spirit.
We
have the Spirit of the Lord,
we
have the Spirit of Wisdom,
we
have the Spirit of Counsel of God,
we
have the Spirit of Power of God,
we
have the Spirit of Knowledge of God, the Spirit of Fear of God, and the Spirit of the Lord.
But
if they tell you it's double,
stand
for the two lampstands, which your fullness of the Holy Spirit is multiplied to double. But we shouldn't forget, the people of seven spirits, they are the seven eyes of God. It means,
the
time he puts in you fullness of the Holy Spirit, put in you seven eyes, you see. You see seven times. If you multiply, you have to see 14 times.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus.
You have
almost 14 eyes in seeing. That's when God sees you in every place and he checks you out. It has just begun. Such as the heart, until you have schemes in your heart. And
the
seed worshippers, they say, no, go align yourselves. What you don't expect is what he tells you.
Any
points on you when you insisted to be big-headed. You thief, stand up. Why did yesterday branch off? And you did this and that. Let him introduce himself. When he chose
us,
I am to introduce myself to a nation which doesn't know me.
Introducing
himself, it does what? He works.
Hope
that Isaiah
65,
that I
spoke and
I showed myself the nation
which
never known me. I spoke to me. He is the one. After introducing himself, he will begin to work.
He introduces
to a nation which never knows him.
Revelations
5:6, the seven eyes of God, and they are the seven spirits of God. Revelations
5:6. Ne wakati wabakadde, omwana gw'endiga ng'ayimiridde ng'afaanana ng'eyattibwa. Galina mayembe musangu, na maso musangu. Jemyo yo musangu eja Katonda. Ekitumibwa mu nsi zonna.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
Emyo musangu eja Katonda.
The seven spirits of God.
Nabyo maso ga Katonda.
These are the seven eyes of God.
Tugenda kuba tulaba.
We are going to be seeing.
Buli byamba.
Every secret. In the double portion of the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits of God, the seven eyes of God,
and
they have been doubled. You pass
the
spirit of wisdom and you see all the secrets which are and those coming,
in
the spirit of understanding, you see those which were, those are which are coming.
You
pass the understanding,
the eyes
and the counsel, and you see.
You
got the spirit of power.
Eye
of power. You see powerful things.
You
got the spirit of knowledge. You bring light, knowledge double.
Enlighten
in darkness.
Of
conception of Satan. Double. Bring the spirit of fear of God.
We
hate evil.
Help
many come from evil.
It's
doubled. We are going to redeem double.
Has
never been on the world.
That
is why it's speaks. In the Daniel
12,
even those with
wisdom,
you turn many to righteousness. What? How long where have they been? Them two are in your Bible. Now, on the other time, concerning what the seven eyes read Revelation 5,
6,
add on Zechariah 3,
8
and
9.
They will still show you of the seven eyes. Then the Zechariah
4.
The other day on the Tuesday, on the evening, we are coming back to seeing the flow of fullness of the Holy Spirit. Seven spirits went in their doubles, basically in the Uganda. As the Holy Scriptures are shown in the heavens and the earth, the Holy Bible. What does that mean? Going to first show how this Holy Spirit flows in His fullness, the seven spirits of God, this double. Basically in the Uganda, as Holy Scriptures, as the Bible is in heaven and it's copy on the world, going to flow how it passes through the Bible.
Amen.
When the Spirit of the Lord let me sample you, in the single portion it flows this way. It reveals as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and they are one. But in double portion,
yes,
praise Jesus. He shows us the God who is, who makes heaven and earth and its fullness.
He shows the
God who was and the one who is coming, the beginning and the end, above the heavens. That is the double portion. Most have ever had seal of the Spirit of the Lord.
When
they take it to show Father, Son, Holy Spirit have begun. When
we
enter a double portion,
it
reveals us the God who is, who makes heavens and earth which are. Even the God who come and the one who was,
he
makes above the heavens at the beginning. And the new heavens and the new earth. That is the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of
the double portion, Lord,
the double portion, it does what? Last time you heard,
it
brings wisdom in the word. It brings the voice of it. But in the double portion,
he
will show you the Father above the heavens. If he is above the heavens, how does he speak? When is the third heaven? Heavens which is. The Holy Spirit comes to the level of down, how does he speak? He speaks as God or what? Or as a minister. The double portion. Double portion of spirit understanding. In the single portion, it brings command by command, scripture by scripture. Yeah, a little there, a little. But in double portion, it shows even those created, they were created command by command, scripture to scripture, from above the heavens. Double portion of the Spirit of Counsel. We shall get back and see that.